can pile up on the shoulders and shape our thinking, but we have efficacy. We have the power to make a change and stop shoulding. We don't have to live under the slavery of a should. You really should share this podcast. You really should join me at turning the page and support this website. You should do more. You know, we get a lot of shoulds, don't we, on our lives, either from ourselves or from others. You know, and it was always the same message, you know, that many of us received. You should be doing better. You're not getting as good a grades as Bill. And Clive runs faster than you. What's the matter with you? You're just not trying hard enough. You should be better. You know, taken on as messages of personal performance, we start to should on ourselves. We compare ourselves to others and make judgments about our performance. Well, at least I'm not like them, or I'm not as good as them. The pendulum swings from pride to self-loathing. We are given very clear messages about who we are to measure up against, and it's always someone else. Recently, I won an e-scooter in a competition, one of those little e-scooter things that you zip around on. It's pretty cool, and I decided to take it out for a spin. I came back and was telling my wife about my ride and how much fun it was. But then I went out and some random bird had dropped a big poop bomb on it. How accurate was that bombing raid? Right where I put my feet was this white splash of bird poop. I should have brought it inside. Many of us have been shoulded on for much of our lives. The shoulds of others morph into our own internal voice. An inner critic sits permanently within us, expressing little snipes and barbs. And those shoulds, well, they add up to like an obligatory, oppressive weight bearing down on the shoulders. I've known people who seem to be more like a beast of burden than a person of freedom. You know, a beast of burden is like an animal that is used to carry heavy loads or to pull a cart or plough. The animal has little choice in the matter. The yoke is placed upon it and it must labour under its rigidity. But we are not beasts of burden. We have choice and efficacy, the power to make a change. I love that word, efficacy. It means, you know, we have ability to choose, you know, a power to make a change. You know, religion has many shoulds. The rules, the expectations, the rites of passage, all the little shoulds, both spoken and unspoken. Here is but a few. Go to church every Sunday. You should give a certain percentage of income. You should stand while you sing. You should pray a certain amount of times each day. You should wear these types of clothes. You should. All of the shoulds carry a little subtle message that if you do these behaviours, then you'll fit in. Life will work out and God will supposedly be pleased with you. To disempower a should, you need to replace it with a could and then ask why. If a should implies obligation and offers a condemnation burden, then could speaks of choice, efficacy, and the gift of options. I should have called Dave can be changed to I could have called Dave, but didn't because I don't have his phone number. I should have Dave's phone number can be changed to I could get Dave's phone number by calling Jim. If you're shoulding on yourself, dig a little deeper and ask why. If others are shoulding on you, ask why. Does it say more about them than it does about you? Are their expectations realistic to what you know about yourself? Kristen struggles with anxiety and depression. She continually stays in bed all day. It's a dark world. On the outside, she looks healthy, able to function okay, and have a few friends. So when her family says, "You should get a job," it's like a sack of cement lands on her soul. She thinks, I'm useless. All my friends have jobs, boyfriends, and I don't. Shame crushes her back into bed. Perhaps, though, she could say to herself, do they know about anxiety and depression? Do they know how many times I've tried to stick at a job? Yes, I could have a job, but I know that at this stage of my recovery, having a job would cause me a lot of stress, too much to handle. Instead, my job is getting well. Going to see my counsellor, exercise and mindfulness. Kristen finds freedom from the shoulds. The coulds offer her the power to take the next step. It's all about the options, not the obligations. I could have done that, but why didn't I? Perhaps I need to explore why. A wise farmer will craft a yoke to the shape of the animal so that it is comfortable and doesn't rub harshly. Recently, I met a lady whose business was to custom make saddles for horses. She would come and measure both the horse and the rider, and then create a saddle that would be perfect for them both. Well, here's what Jesus said. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Matthew 11:29-30. I imagine Jesus coming and lifting off a yoke, a heavy yoke of shoulds, and then moment by moment shaping a yoke that fits perfectly to you. It's light, comfortable, and serves instead of enslaves. Here's some quotes. The answer to having too much obligation in your life is to own your own choice, to quit playing the victim's role and risk disappointing someone. David Ridwell. Love wins over guilt any day. It is sad that we settle for the short-run effectiveness of shaming people instead of the long-term life benefits of grace-filled transformation. Richard Rohr. In the moments of insecurity and crisis, shoulds and oughts don't really help. They just increase the shame, guilt, pressure, and likelihood of backsliding. It's the deep yeses that will carry you through. Focusing on something you absolutely believe in, that you're committed to, will help you to wait it out. Richard Rohr. Care about what other people think, and you'll always be their prisoner. Lao Tzu. Should, shouldn't, ought, oughtn't, the enemies of contentment. Frank Delaney. It's hard to feel excited about a God's love when all your religion consists of count your blessings, pay your tithes, kick the devil, and don't skip the church. Dave Riddell. Real esteem comes from within. It is the existential spiritual truth that we are value and worth intrinsically because we are here and breathing, not because of anything we have or can do, nor how others regard us. Terence Real. Hey, I hope you found this helpful. And if you'd like to come over and read more, it's at turningthepage.info. Perhaps you'd like to support what we're doing here. And all you need to look at is turningthepage.info/support. Hey, perhaps you'd like to share this particular podcast and share the blog post. Really appreciate that. And I just pray that you would have a great week. Thanks. Bye.